KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Let's start out with some high school sports from around the area last night. Quite a few high school activities going on a Monday evening. The Atlantic Girls Golf Team placed fourth at the West Des Moines Valley Invitational held at Willow Creek Golf Course yesterday. West Des Moines Valley won the meet with a 326 total. Bettendorf at 344 was second. Waukee at 361 was third. Atlantic placing fourth with a 378. Indianola shot 380 for fifth place. There were 16 teams in that tournament. Overall medalist, Paige Hoffman of West Des Moines Valley, she shot 72. Shannon Vogler of Bettendorf, the runner-up, with a 74. Atlantic's low score was Alyssa Ginther. She shot 81. That was good for third place in that meet yesterday. Also, Bailey Newell shot a 92 to help out the Atlantic effort. Also in golf yesterday, the Exira EHK boys golf team won the Rolling Valley Conference meet at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. The Spartans shooting a 164. Cam with a 178 was second. Coon Rapids Baird was third at 184. Everett Carroll had the low round at 37 for Exira EHK. Ben Tibkin of Cam was the runner-up medalist, shooting a 39. The Cam Cougars girls golf team won the Rolling Valley Conference girls golf meet, also held at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club Monday, as the Cougars shot a 204 to edge out Boyer Valley by just three strokes. Coon Rapids Baird shot 227 for third place. Sammy Jotty was medalist for Cam. She shot a 40. J.C. Antofer of Exira EHK was the runner-up medalist in that meet. Also, the Creston girls golf team won the Winterset Invitational on Monday. The Panthers shooting a 378 to beat out second-place Dallas Center Grimes by eight shots. Van Meter was third with a 394 total. Kylie Carey of Van Meter shot 75 for medalist honors. Creston's Riley Driscoll was runner-up with an 84. In other high school golf action last night, on the girls' side, Essex Stanton was a winner over Fremont Mills, shooting a 230. Fremont Mills didn't have a full team score. Glenwood defeated Red Oak 209 to 222. Kemper Catholic topping Harlan 222 to 227. Jocelyn Cheek of Harlan shot the low round of 50. Logan Magnolia defeating Tri-Center 225 to 271. Jace Johnson of Logan Magnolia shot 51. Missouri Valley defeated AHSTW 203 to 245. Madison Lease of Mo Valley, the medalist, with a 42. Nottoway Valley shot a 240 to beat Lennox, who didn't have a full team score, and Martinsdale St. Mary's, also without a full team score. Megan Russell of Nottoway Valley was the medalist with a 51. Trainer downed Underwood 248 to 271. Maddie Lewis of Trainer was the medalist with a 54. In boys golf last night, it was Fremont Mills over Essex Stanton 235 to 240. Glenwood defeating Red Oak 171 to 196. Martinsdale St. Mary's, a 206 to beat Nottoway Valley, who shot 257, and Lennox, who shot a 260 yesterday. Missouri Valley defeating AHSTW 202 to 218. Nick Tennis of Missouri Valley shot the low round of 40. Tri-Center beat Logan Magnolia 173 to 182. Zach Matthews of Tri-Center was medalist. He posted a 36 yesterday. In high school track last night at the Denison Ace Nelson Relays, Denison a winner at the girls' team scoring with a 176 total. AHSTW was the runner-up with a 107.5. IKM Manning shot one, ended up with a 102 total for third place. Gabrielle Cadwell of IKM Manning won the 200 meters. Macy Doyle won the 400 meters. And Alexa Ehrenholz won the high jump. The Wolves also won the 4x200 relay. Ryan Porch of AHSTW won the 800 meters, while Kinsey Scheffler won the discus. And the Lady Vikes also took the 4x400 meter relay championship. On the boys' side, it was IKM Manning winning with 139 points. Denison, the runner-up, with 129. AHSTW's Drake Partridge, a couple of victories, winning the 100 and the 200 meters. Also, Grant Strachey of IKM Manning took the discus, and the Wolves also grabbed the championship in the 4x400 meter relay last night. Well, the Trainer girls track team won their home Cardinal relays last night. They tallied 138 points to run away from the pack. Logan Magnolia was second with 85. Underwood with 81, Tri-Center with 77, Fremont Mills with 50.5, round out the top five teams. The Cardinals won seven events on the night. Tri-Center's Peyton Poggi took the title in the 1,500 and the 3,000. Also, Audubon's Hannah Tiggison won the 800 meters, and Riverside grabbed the 4x200 meter relay championship in that meet last evening. In high school soccer last night, it was boys action. Glenwood downing Atlantic 2-0. AHSTW edging St. Albert 4-3. Carroll beat East Sac County 3-1. Abraham Lincoln over Riverside 10-0, and it was Greene County 3-0 over Harlan. In girls soccer, Harlan over Greene County 8-1. Carroll beat East Sac County 3-0. The Atlantic boys tennis team swept past Creston last night 9-0. The girls squad fell to the Panthers 6-3. On the boys' side, Atlantic had singles winners Niall Peterson, Jesse Reed, Brody O'Brien, Ethan Williams, Avery Anderson, and Grant Sturm. Doubles winners included the teams of Peterson Reed, O'Brien and Sturm, and Williams and Ethan Sturm. Also in girls' play, Atlantic got singles wins from Tessa Grooms and Olivia Engler. Also the doubles team of Grooms and Engler picked up a win last night. Audubon senior Lane Lawson announced last week that he'll continue his academic and football career at Coe College in Cedar Rapids. Lawson played on both sides of the ball for the Wheelers, racking up 135 tackles on defense during his career. He caught 32 passes for 635 yards during two of his seasons as well, and he spent time on the offensive line as a senior. Lawson made his announcement on social media. Lawson said he chose the Cohawks over Central College, Iowa Central, and Truman State. He'll join his Audubon teammate Tyler Reboff on campus. He's a member of the Coe baseball team. Iowa State head coach Bill Fennelly announced the addition of Lindsey Jarosinski, a freshman transfer from Wake Forest. Jarosinski is a 6'5 forward from Medina, Illinois, who will compete for the Cyclones in the 2020-21 season after sitting out this next season due to NCAA transfer rules. Jarosinski was ranked 44th nationally by Blue Star Basketball coming out of high school. She was a four-year starter for Montini High School, where she helped lead the Broncos to the state tournament appearances in each of her first three seasons. She was named to the All-Conference All-Academic team in each of her first three seasons. She also competed in 27 games this season for Wake Forest. Well, the Duke Blue Devils have lost another freshman to the upcoming NBA draft. Zion Williamson has announced that he's leaving the Durham campus after one outstanding season in which he was named the AP National Player of the Year. The ACC Player and Rookie of the Year tied teammate R.J. Barrett for the conference lead in scoring at 22.6 points a game and also averaged 8.9 rebounds. Williamson is widely projected as the first player taken in the draft. Barrett and Cam Reddish have also announced they are foregoing their final 3 years of college eligibility. Virginia guards Ty Jerome and DeAndre Hunter are leaving school early for the NBA draft. Jerome helped Virginia win the national championship, leading the Cavaliers with 202 assists and finishing second on the team with 79 three-pointers. Hunter was the national champion's second leading scorer at 15.2 points a game, an all-ACC first-team selection and the league's defensive player of the year. Gonzaga junior forward Rui Hachimura has declared for the NBA draft and says he'll hire an agent as he pursues a professional career. The 6'8 native of Japan led Gonzaga in scoring this season with just under 20 points per game. In the NBA playoffs last night, Philadelphia beat Brooklyn 145-123. It was the LA Clippers over Golden State 135-131. Well, it didn't take long for Luke Walton to find another NBA head coaching job, and he's staying in his home state. Walton has been hired by the Sacramento Kings just days after he and the LA Lakers parted ways following three losing seasons. The 39-year-old Walton was dismissed by the Lakers on Friday after LA went 37-45. The former Golden State top assistant never led the Lakers to the playoffs, even after the arrival of LeBron James last summer. In the NHL playoffs, Toronto beat Boston 3-2, Carolina 5-0 over Washington, Nashville beat Dallas 3-2, and Colorado over Calgary 6-2 last night. In baseball last night, Christian Yelich flashed his MVP form to power the Brewers to victory in their series opener with the Cardinals. Yelich crushed three home runs and drove in a career-high seven runs as the Brewers topped the Redbirds 10-7. The reigning National League MVP hit his first three homers to cap a six-run, his first three-run homer to cap a six-run second inning. He added another three-run shot in the sixth to put Milwaukee ahead to stay. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Mets over Philadelphia in 11 innings, 7-6. Cubs beat Miami 7-2. Dodgers over Cincinnati 4-3. The Rockies beat San Diego 5-2. In the American League, Wellington Castillo atoned for an error by slamming a two-run homer in the eighth inning, lifting the White Sox past the Royals 5-4. Elsewhere in the AL, Baltimore beat Boston 8-1. Toronto over Minnesota 5-3. Texas 12-7 over L.A. Cleveland beat Seattle 6-4. Iowa strength coach Chris Doyle says spring is the time new faces show that work in the weight room translates to success on the field. The Hawkeyes are going through spring drills that conclude on April 26th.
And what an incredible opportunity, you know, for young people to step up. And now we get to kind of find out, like, who are these next stories going to be, you know, and the spring provides a really pure football opportunity.
Doyle says the repetition during spring allows players to make a lot of progress.
3 days a week, you're out there, fundamentals, 9-on-7, 7-on-7, live team, you know, physical practices that we're lifting 3 days a week, we're watching film. And when it comes to springtime, you know, it's about, you know, you prepare, you know, you compete, you learn, you prepare, you compete, and it's that process over time that where these kids are developed.
Doyle says leadership in the program is a plus during the spring. Datrone Young and Anthony Johnson are entering their sophomore seasons, but they'll be the leaders of a group of corners at Iowa State that are young. ISU has to replace Brian Peavy and DeAndre Payne of last year's team that finished 8-5.
They kind of lead by example, trying to challenge them more to be leaders because everybody says we're a young group, and trying to get them out of that mindset and knowing that, hey, they got to grow. Not just those guys, they have the most experience, but the whole room itself, we got to grow up. We got to make sure we take advantage of every opportunity we step through those lines and get better.
That's Cyclone cornerbacks coach Matt Capone, who says Young and Johnson have accepted their roles as leaders.
They're guys that obviously help the younger guys out from, film room and even out on the field whenever I don't have the opportunity to coach them in between plays. They're helping. They're doing a great job. Their experience that they have from last year, is a benefit to the room.
Young played in 8 games last year before a shoulder injury cut his season short. Johnson played in 12 games a year ago, and he says experience makes him ready to step into the starting lineup. He says the secondary may be young, but they are talented. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.